Guess what? Earth, Wind, and Fire is in the news with the Daily Dust.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So this is the Daily Dust. It's just a light dusting of gossip, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. At a Women in Film event, Selena Gomez responded to criticism she received after discussing her inability to carry children and her bipolar diagnosis.
I truly believe that there is power in being vulnerable and telling people when you need help and when you want help. That is not shameful. So yeah, I shared that I can't carry a child. Yeah, I shared I have bipolar. I only want to be an advocate for women, and that's why I share. That's why I like to be honest, because everybody's going through something.
Yes, they are, everybody. You've only got a few hours left to bid on a bunch of props and wardrobe from Friends. The show just turned 30, and today they'll auction off stuff like Rachel's gray turtleneck from season 7, the much-fought-over Geller Cup trophy made from a troll doll, or the orange velvet sofa from Central Perk that's estimated to sell for $12,000? I bet it goes for more than that. At a recent stop on her Midwest Princess tour, Chapel Roan humorously reacted to a fan using a Nintendo DS to capture her performance.
Is that a DS? You keep taking photos on your DS.
She said, you keep taking them. I didn't even know you could take photos with a DS. Tonight is the start of the new season of The Voice on NBC, and this year Snoop Dogg will be a celebrity coach. He'll join Michael Bublé, who is also debuting as a new addition. Reba McEntire returns for her third season, and Gwen Stefani is back too. And speaking of voices, Journey's lead singer, Arnel Pineda, struggled at Rock in Rio over the weekend. Oh, y'all, no. Singing those songs have damaged the vocal cords of former Journey frontman Steve Perry and Steve Aoki. So, yeah, I can see where he would lose it. Oh, la la. Today is the start of Paris Fashion Week, showing off new styles from Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Dior, and Balenciaga for spring and summer 2025. Lizzo shared her weight loss journey with fans by posting before and after clips on TikTok.
Look at those abs. Somebody called me skinny on the internet. I said, where? If anything, I am thick, fat and thick. That is F-H-I-C-K.
Fick. That's a new one. And Questlove will direct a documentary about Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes! And a dirt alert. In a preview of her new reality series, Tia Mowry, My Next Act, discusses her strained relationship with her twin sister, Tamara.
Being alone has been the most challenging part of my divorce. It's times like this when I feel and wish that my sister and I were still close and I could, you know, pick up the phone and call her. But that's just not where we are right now.
Oh, that makes me so sad. I'm not sure why I used that as the dirt alert. I probably should have used it for something else. But I'm not going to talk about that particular issue in the Daily Dust anymore because JB needs a break. Okay, that's it. That's all. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.